This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The state and right-leaning publisher of dozens of websites is settling a lawsuit over its publication of sensitive information about millions of Illinois voters. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul sued local government information services last May. The lawsuit alleged Lake Forest-based LGIS published restricted voter data maintained by the State Board of Elections, including dates of birth and home addresses for many registered voters, including domestic violence victims and law enforcement officials. But the state dropped its lawsuit earlier this year in a settlement agreement. In exchange, LGIS agreed to destroy any restricted voter roll information it possessed and to refrain from publishing it again. The company was not fined, nor did it admit liability or criminal wrongdoing. Raoul's office said it was pleased the case was resolved. A bill in Springfield would let you play blackjack and a host of other casino games, legally, for real money, on your phone. The idea is to let existing operators, like casinos, apply for special licenses to offer online gaming. Trevor Hayes with Caesars says this would drive traffic to casinos, not take it away.
Through their play, we can invite them to the casino. We can offer restaurants or shows or room stays and offer them a reason to come visit these places.
But Keith Weatherall with the Illinois Licensed Beverage Association wonders, what about video gaming at bars and restaurants?
The expansion of iGaming would redirect substantial gaming revenue away from these small businesses, leading to job losses and potential closures.
The measure taxes iGames at 25%. Lawmakers heard it in committee but did not take action. Steppenwolf Theater Ensemble member Carrie Kuhn is captivating streaming audiences in the new season of White Lotus. WBEZ's Mike Davis spoke to the actor.
To Thailand, and a week of new memories.
Kuhn plays Lori, a middle-aged woman on a girls' trip with friends. Audiences have made an immediate connection to the trio of ladies. Kuhn explains why.
We're all living in this world where we're performing self on social media, and it's absolutely absurd. And everyone's feeling lonely, and everyone's feeling left out, and everyone's pretending they're not. And if you ask any one of these women, you know, who's the most judged, left out, lonely, they would each say themselves.
White Lotus is streaming on HBO Max. Mike Davis, WBEZ News.
It's St. Patrick's Day, but the festivities began over the weekend. The dying of the river for St. Patrick's Day drew an eclectic mix of people to downtown Chicago on Saturday. Nicholas Damery was there to serenade attendees with his bagpipes. The musician wore a kilt, and his cardboard tip box had Proposal Ring Fund written on it in black marker. But the catch is that Damery is single, and he says he knows the gag about his fake girlfriend will earn him more tips.
Every time someone comes up, they're like, what's her name? What's her name? I make up a new name. I have no idea. Jessica. Oh, Ashley. We go. Oh, I love her so much. Total lie. I'm a liar.
Last year, Damery said he collected roughly $1,500 in tips from St. Patrick's Day parties. Some more things you should know today. Severe storms caused damage around the Chicago area late Friday and early Saturday. According to media reports, some of the worst damage was in the northwest and west suburbs, including Elgin, where trees fell on top of homes and vehicles. East Central Illinois had three tornadoes Friday night. The National Weather Service says there were two small twisters near Mattoon and Paris. In Cumberland County, there was an EF2 tornado with winds between 111 and 135 miles per hour. Vandals tagged a new Tesla dealership in northwest suburban Buffalo Grove over the weekend. The graffiti chides President Donald Trump and his senior advisor, the Tesla CEO, Elon Musk. The Daily Herald reports the messages read, Trump sold us, and trans rights are human rights. Workers spent Saturday morning cleaning off the graffiti from the windows. Phase 3 of the Kennedy Reconstruction Project is scheduled to begin tonight. Illinois transportation officials say crews will be working in the outbound lanes, leaving only two lanes open from the Byrne Interchange to Montrose. The express lanes will be open only on the outbound side until late November. However, the previous phase of the Kennedy Project took several weeks beyond the target date to complete. Your St. Patrick's Day forecast: today will be cloudy and breezy with a high of 54 and a low of 42. Then tomorrow will be cloudy and breezy again, but with a high of 66. That's it for the show. If you like the rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.